if you have experience in doing Facebook ads yourself, when you see having a conversation with Kit, it's literally about 5 messages. That's all it will be. Like, your conversation is very, very short. So in the space of 5 messages that you send to Kit, you can have a Facebook ad up and running and live. Kit will literally do it all.
Welcome to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast, brought to you by Milk Bottle Labs, Ireland's top-rated Shopify experts. Milk Bottle Labs build, upgrade, migrate, and market Shopify and Shopify Plus stores all over the world. Milk Bottle will migrate you onto Shopify with zero interruption, guaranteed, or optimize your Shopify store and maximize store sales. This podcast is kindly supported by our favorite Shopify app and the only app we install in every store. Rewind.io is the leading backup solution for your Shopify store. We'll talk more about Rewind later. Now over to your host, founder of Milk Bottle Labs, Keith Matthews.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast. I'm delighted to have a good friend of ours on the line today, Enda Regan. Enda is a customer success lead in Shopify focusing on the product Kit, and he's based in the west of Ireland. So Enda, how are you?
I'm absolutely mighty. How is your good self?
Not too bad. You're in the west, as they say in Ireland, Enda. What part of the west of Ireland are you in?
I'm in the bustling metropolis of Boyle, that it is. Well, actually, I used to be in Boyle. I'm in actually a smaller place now, a little village called Coot Hall, which is 10 minutes between Boyle and Carrickashannon. So it's a very kind of very picturesque little village and, you know, really well located between Boyle and Carrickashannon. So it's a fantastic place to be, you know.
So Enda, you're in rural Ireland. What's your broadband like?
I certainly wouldn't be winning any awards for speed. I'm only getting, to be honest, about 5 meg. But in fairness, I have to admit, it is a very, very solid 5 meg. So it never actually really drops on me, which is really good. So like, it's just even kind of showing that like, even if wherever you might be based around the country, even if you're only getting something like 5 meg, that you're still well able to work with it. Because naturally, I'm in meetings every day with my head office, which is based in San Francisco. And then naturally, I'm in meetings with people who are dotted around Ireland as well. Naturally, people in Canada as well. So it's absolutely more than adequate to be able to work with, which is fantastic. And as I said, as long as it's solid and stable and just doesn't drop, you're 100% your way with it.
Yeah, that's good. I think there's sometimes, like worldwide, there's a conversation about broadband and broadband access. Your point is very valid. If you can get a consistent connection, you know it's going to be working at certain hours of the night when you're on your conference calls to San Francisco or Toronto. That's the main thing. Yeah. I think people sometimes are obsessed with capacity and speed. I think consistency is actually more important. Enda, you're not the only Shopify employee in the west of Ireland. I've noticed, been following you on LinkedIn, there's a number of you guys in that part of the country. So how many people have Shopify got spread around Ireland now?
At the minute, we're tipping 400 at the minute. And probably as I'm saying 400, there's a good chance actually gone over it. But the great thing is that we're in absolutely every county in Ireland, and it's a fantastic way to have it, because when Shopify started, like when I joined Shopify, I'm nearly 4 years in Shopify. And so when I started, there was a major focus on kind of having Galway as essentially the epicenter of all those Shopify folk within Ireland. But the reason for that, it wasn't anything corporate or it wasn't any kind of major business decision. It was simply just on the social aspect, that as soon as you finish your day's work, that you could literally meet a couple of the guys and go for a beer or go for a walk or do whatever you got to do, you know. But naturally then, as Shopify grew, we identified the trend that basically, because you can work from home, it makes life easier for people if they actually want to go back to where they're from. Or if, because like I said, especially in my own case, it made my life 200% easier to move back to Boyle at the time from Galway. So it's just that like when we had that flexibility to do so, it was an absolute no-brainer. So as I said, we're about 400 at the moment in time, as I said, in every county in Ireland. And the funny thing is, between like, you know, people who I know who work for Shopify, we're saying about a 10-mile radius around me now at the minute. You'd be talking 10 to 12 Shopify folk around us here. Like as you saw on LinkedIn, what I do organize as much as possible is work days. So basically where Shopify people can come together and just work together for the day. So I have done them in the Spool Factory in Boyle, which is a fantastic co-working hub, a very modern place. And I've also done them in Boyle Enterprise Centre as well, which is kind of, it's a strange feather in Boyle's cap to have two kind of co-working enterprise centres for people to be able to utilize. So the great thing is with that is we get all our Shopify folk together, work together for the day. And it's just nice to have that bit of a connection, and you just find out so much more about other people. And, you know, because number one, just about people themselves, but more importantly, on the different teams that they're working on as well. So it's actually a great day full of learning as much as it is a good bit of crack, you know.
So Shopify isn't just employing people, it's actually allowing people to get back to their roots, get back to their home, out of the cities. And it's also supporting, you know, jobs in, I suppose, in traditional places where, you know, there's no corporates. Isn't it a fantastic story? Isn't it hard to believe that an e-commerce platform can add so much value to a place without most people even realizing it?
To a whole country and community, because, like, just even speaking on my own experience, like, I'm 29 now at the moment, and people of my age and maybe a bit younger and certainly a bit older who have had absolutely no choice but to move to Galway, move to Dublin, and then from there, God knows, move to London or wherever they have to go after that in search of career progression and getting a good job. So, like, when you are in a bigger populated area, naturally enough, the price for rent and all that kind of stuff has gone up. So meaning that, yes, you're getting a better salary, but your overheads are way, way higher. So when you can kind of move home and move where you essentially want to base yourself, or where you would always kind of think, because there's so many people my age who are in the bigger cities and would love the fact, or love the opportunity to be able, mightn't even necessarily be moving home, but relatively close to home, and to be actually able to, number one, afford to buy a house. You know, that's one of the biggest ones. The positive impact that Shopify has had on my life is phenomenal, and there's just so many other people out there who are the same. And just to give a little bit of a plug, both myself and the director of support, John Reardon, are very, very involved with an organization called Grow Remote, which is all about trying to spread the word of remote work in rural Ireland. Because, to be 100% honest, there are very few things that I am insanely passionate about, but remote work is actually one of them, because I have seen firsthand the impact that it can have on your life, but as a byproduct of that, just the impact that it has on the people around you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Say one sibling who is living at home or something like that, and if your parent or something had to go to an appointment in the hospital, for example, like, that responsibility would have always fallen on that one sibling. But now, because I'm back and I'm able to work remote, I can lessen the load as well. You know what I mean? So it's kind of those simple things that you actually wouldn't realize. You know what I mean? And it's only when you're in it and you're living it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I worked in the telecom space, in the mobile space for years, and I wouldn't say a remote worker, but certainly a mobile worker since about 2004, 2005. And I'll second every single thing that you said. And listen, thanks for the insight. I think that when merchants are listening to this, merchants, and when they go on to support chat, I think it's nice for Shopify merchants to fully understand where the gurus and where the product support people are based. It's a nice insight. So thanks for that. Moving on now to Kit and to yourself. So I've used Kit. I think it's a very, very powerful tool. I know that you're working hard behind the scenes, and you guys are very focused on merchants using it more. For the merchants that are out there that actually aren't using Kit, explain to us why Kit is described as effectively your first virtual employee.
A very good question. So Kit's main aim is to help merchants make sales online as effectively and as easily as possible. It really, really is as simple as that. So the method way in which Kit does that, Kit can help you do your Facebook ads, your Instagram ads, your email marketing, and your post-purchase thank you emails as well. Okay. So they are the four kind of parameters at the moment, the main parameters where Kit is really kind of like doing its own thing, if that kind of makes sense. Now, people are asking, right, so what is Kit? Is it a person? Am I emailing in to someone to tell them to do all these things for me? So Kit is actually software. So when you install Kit onto your Shopify store, you're asked to give a method of contact. So the method of contact is a form for you to be able to contact Kit, and then naturally for Kit to contact you. But Kit is proactive. So what that means is that if Kit ever identifies a trend, so let's say, for example, Kit could message me and say, I've seen a high interest in product X, so let's do an ad now to be able to materialize onto that demand at the moment, okay? So the method of contact that you set up for Kit is entirely up to yourself what methods you use. So at the moment, there's three forms of contact you can use. You can use either Facebook Messenger, SMS text message, or our own app, which we've developed called Shopify Ping. So we'll actually go into Shopify Ping a little bit later on. But basically, it's literally whatever method of contact that you want to use, whichever simply works best for yourself. So when I say it's like, it's a very, very easy conversation. You simply text hi to Kit. As soon as you do that, Kit will get back to you with a list of options. And then naturally, you're actually able to have a conversation with Kit to do exactly what you want to do. Okay. And it really is as simple as that. And the whole idea, as I said, was to help merchants to make their first sale and naturally to grow their business after that. Because it's kind of twofold, the benefit of Kit. Because number one, if you do have experience in, and let's just say we'll just use Facebook ads as an example. If you have experience in doing Facebook ads yourself, when you see having a conversation with Kit, it's literally about 5 messages. That's all it will be. Like, your conversation was very, very short. So in the space of 5 messages that you send to Kit, you can have a Facebook ad up and running and live. Kit will literally do it all.
So, Enda, just on that, I mean, I've used it. I think it's great. But a couple of occasions, so we run a number of stores as well as building stores. And one of the logic behind that is that I don't think we can advise people on how to improve their own store if we don't fully understand how to run our own. So we have used Kit in two particular stores. And on a couple of occasions, Kit came back to us to say, this product is selling well. Would you like to run an ad? A couple of times I've kind of thought, you know, maybe it's incentivizing me constantly to create ads. It's incentivizing me through the app and through the message to say, would you like to run another ad? Have you ever got feedback from anybody that maybe some people think that it's actually just trying to drive spend? Has anybody come back with that kind of feedback?
That's a very, very fair question and a very fair point. So one of the things that I actually work on daily is uninstall feedback. And that is something that I have seen. And to be 100% honest, like, you know, you can definitely see why people will be thinking that. But at the end of the day, Kit will never do anything until you give Kit the green light to do so. So when Kit is coming to you, as you say, like with a suggestion for an ad, that's Kit identifying a trend and saying, hi, Enda, here's the heads up. So if he wants us to make this ad, I can go off and do it. All I need is you to say yes or no. So I can 100% see how people might think, oh, is this some sort of kind of Facebook thing that they're just really trying to push us to kind of get more cash in? Absolutely not. Because, like, you know, as I said, Kit won't do anything without your green light. So, like, if Kit messages and says, look, let's make an ad, I'm seeing a trend at the moment, and you don't want it, then no ad will get made. It's as simple as that.
In terms of the setup of Kit, so there's an app that you can download to your phone. You connect Kit through the app in the store and then you connect it to your Facebook business account. Can you just explain the simplicity and how easy it is to actually set up for merchants that are considering it?
It's literally a 5-minute job. In the space of you going making a cup of tea, you can have it done. And it really, really is as simple as that. Because simply all you have to do, like as you said, is literally go to the Shopify app store, install Kit onto your store. As soon as you do that, you'll be brought in through the onboarding for Kit. When you're being brought through the onboarding, the first step would be to set a method of contact. So at that stage, you'll either set up Facebook Messenger or SMS, text message or Shopify ping, as I said, whichever one you want to use. And literally after that, all you have to do is select the Facebook business page that you want Kit connected to. So what that means is that when Kit will do an ad for you, when you have Kit connected to a certain Facebook page, then the ads will appear from that Facebook page, if that makes sense. And then just a bit of a disclaimer, like, you know, Kit will not be connected in any way to your personal Facebook page at all. It's just to your business page. So naturally, as you are the admin on the business page, Kit will be able to do what it needs to do for you at that stage. So as soon as you have your Facebook page connected, you're ready to rock and roll. The next thing you have to set up or link up is your Facebook ad account, which is, again, a very, very simple process. And the whole reason behind the ad account is simply to have the account where the budget for your ads will be spent. And then when you have that done, you're literally ready to rock and roll. Kit will start importing your products straight away into its admin so it can know exactly what products you want to market when. And then it's as simple as that, you're ready to rock and roll. And then from there, we always recommend for everyone to set up the Facebook retargeting ads. So naturally, they are ads that will retarget those who come to your store but who don't purchase. And then the other thing we recommend for merchants to set up is our Instagram ads as well. So just basically allow you to do ads on Instagram.
Let's take a short break and I'll share the one app we install on every Shopify build. The team at Rewind.io have developed the leading backup solution for Shopify. Did you know there is no way of recovering lost data from a Shopify store? Rewind.io automatically backs up your store data. In the event of a data loss, usually due to human error, Rewind enables you to rewind your store back to its previous state. It's so simple and is used by some of the world's leading Shopify agencies, such as Kurt Elster of EtherCycle and Kelly Vaughan at the Tap Room. If your store is gaining traction, you may have multiple users making changes. Often store owners allow theme or app developers enter a store to add code. Sometimes mistakes happen and data gets deleted. You can reduce your business risk today and prevent a costly catastrophe by installing the Rewind.io app on your Shopify store. Get your first month of Rewind for free by simply responding to any of the welcome messages or emails you receive after you begin your 7-day trial and mention this podcast. Now, back to the interview. I mean, Enda, that's only the start. Obviously, you have a conversation with Kit. Kit will suggest an ad. You decide whether it's yes or no. Kit will give you a preview of the ad, and it is absolutely, I mean, you can effectively switch on and switch off Facebook ads from a train or from a bus using your mobile phone, and it's great. There's also applications available that you can use through Kit. So if I wanted to use, as an example, Bjorn Forsberg's customizable email templates or the Sofio accounting task app, how does that work then? Are you just having a conversation through Facebook Messenger, but with the application within Kit? Is that how it works?
What we have integrations with other apps. And basically what this means is that these other apps have built into our API. So for anyone who isn't that technically minded, and I will put my hand up on that one as well. It took me long enough to figure out what an API was. But a lot of different apps have built into our API, so they're able to build into Kit itself. So what that means is that if you have these integrations set up, and all you need for to have these integrations set up is to have the app in question installed on your store and Kit installed as well. And what will happen then is that Kit will proactively message you with various kind of updates about these apps, so that Kit can just essentially help you manage these apps to make life a whole lot easier.
To utilize the apps through Kit, the merchant obviously has to have the app installed in the store, and then they connect the app to Kit. Is that correct?
Actually, we have worked very, very hard with the integrations actually extremely recently post a massive developer conference that was held in Canada. And the great thing is with that now, the integrations are actually automatic. So for the healthy majority of apps that are integrated with Kit now, and how you can see which apps these are, all you have to do is log into your Kit dashboard and go into the skills section. So that's just where you need to go to be able to see what apps we integrate with. But thankfully, most of these integrations are now automatic. So Kit itself will recognize that you have app X installed and Kit installed, and then from there, the integration will be automatic.
It's great. I would have expected that. So that, thanks for explaining it. For smaller merchants or new merchants, the whole app ecosystem, I mean, Shopify is, running an e-commerce store is a big undertaking, and running a successful and growing e-commerce store is even a bigger undertaking. So anybody that's considering Shopify, it's nice to know then the application integration between Kit and the store itself is basically auto-played. That's great. In terms of the trends, Enda, and in terms of the future of Kit itself, and we'll talk about Apple Pay in a few minutes. For Kit, is there a trend that it's popular with small stores or big stores, or is there a vertical, or is there a region in the world where it's popular? I mean, can you share anything or any particular insight into who's using it?
We see a very, very healthy mix of merchants who were just setting up, literally have no sales, have just literally set up from day one and installed Kit. We have a healthy amount of those. We also have a healthy amount of Shopify Plus merchants. So the Plus merchants are the upper echelon of Shopify users, we'll put it that way. And then everything in the middle.
That's why I asked the question, because I've heard a number of people in the Plus sphere and a number of podcasts talk about Plus, and Kit was in the same conversation. And to me, it seems like there's a perception out there that, oh, a successful Plus store, you know, that's doing, you know, a million plus a year, wouldn't even look at a product like Kit. We know quite a few Shopify Plus users that are doing a million plus a year and don't have any staff. So it would seem to me that Kit could be absolutely perfect for their needs, depending on what they're selling and depends what market they're targeting.
Absolutely. Because, like, you know, it's one of those things, in fairness, that, like, you know, the more data that is available to Kit, like, you know, generally speaking, the better it potentially could do for you. But saying that, like, I'm not kind of like shooting down anyone who will be just starting up. Because, like, it's not about, generally, like, you know, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of the data that you have at your disposal. So this is kind of coming back to, like, you know, how Kit interacts with Facebook and stuff like that. So naturally, one of the big things that at the start, Kit will look at kind of like the information that might be on your business page to be able to find the right people to be able to target. So if you have people who are following your business page and interacting with your page and various things such as that, who are genuinely into your page, there's a better chance that that Kit will actually do well for you. That's better quality kind of data from there, you know what I mean? And that's just basically coming down to how Kit can target. But then even aside from that, like, you know, especially for a merchant who is just starting up, like I know myself, Because before I joined Shopify, I was working in the marketing side of the world. And in one place I set up an online store and I found it insanely daunting. Like there's just so many things that you have to learn and have to get your head around. And in the most basic sense of kind of like, right, what is a domain, right? Where do I get one? You know, and so on and so forth. So as a result of that, like, you know, you're so bogged down with the day-to-day of your business, it's very hard to get time to be able to figure out, right, how can I market this business effectively? And that's where KitKat could come in, especially for our merchant who's just starting up. Because one of our main aims and goals, especially for, like, you know, well, for EveryKit, is to help merchants make their first sale. It's really, really easy.
That makes absolutely perfect sense. So, okay, so Ende, on to Ping. And Shopify Ping is the free iOS app for messaging. Okay, so you download the app to your phone, you add the app to your store, and it gives you an opportunity then to basically to interact with customers. So can you explain the link between Shopify Ping and Shopify Kit?
The link between Kit and Shopify Ping is very deep. We'll put it that way, we're family. So basically, like, you know, Kit always had, like, you know, different methods of contact to be able to communicate. And the biggest issue with that was that we were always kind of like reliant on third parties to an extent. So like if you're using SMS, for example, then you're kind of reliant on the mobile carrier of the phone at the time. And if you're using Facebook Messenger, you're naturally reliant on Facebook. So we kind of thought, right, okay, let's think about a method of contact here that we will be able to control, that we have control over, that, like, more importantly, if it goes down or if there's an issue with it, we can fix it. But more, and then aside from that as well, if there's more features that merchants want, we can easily build it in. You know what I mean? So like naturally, when you're relying on a third party, you are kind of hindered to an extent, definitely with your growth in terms of that. So Shopify Ping was developed to be another method of contact for Kit. So you simply install Shopify Ping and then from there you're able to be able to communicate with Kit directly within Shopify Ping. But from there it was noted and seen that, right, hold on, are we missing a beat here? I think we can make this bigger. So Shopify Ping has developed now into this very open, very, very open network. And so much is, and like the same with Kit in general, with the skills section as well, is that it's open to this new, bigger network that Shopify Ping will now be an area for you to be able to communicate with Kit, but be also able to communicate directly with your customers via Facebook Messenger sales channel and also the newly launched Apple Business Chat. So the aim for Shopify Ping was to be able to localize all of your communications and all of your interactions between your business interactions and your customer interactions in one handy location. So you're not bouncing between 100 different apps on your phone or on your computer, that you just have this one centralized location that you can do it all.
So as a store owner then, does a store owner open the Ping app or the Kit app or the Facebook app to take in all of those messages? So does Ping send those third-party customer messages back through Facebook? Is that how it works?
Correct, yeah. So all you have to do is literally open up Shopify Ping. You will see a mess. You will naturally see all your Kit messages there, number one. But if you have the Facebook sales channel set up and installed on your store, you will see any messages or interactions that you've had with your customers through the Facebook Messenger sales channel. So you open up Ping, you go into your customer conversation, and it's all in the one location. You reply to them, reply to your merchants, you can send them on links directly from within the app to products. You can create draft orders from within the app. You're fairly unlimited to the kind of conversations and interactions that you have within Ping.
And is the uptake on Ping, do people understand that the two of them kind of work hand in hand? Or I suppose, is that a process at the moment? It's in progress?
Well, it's in progress. It's kind of one of those things. It's nearly coming back to the famous thing with any online business, is that, you know, when you launch something, some people will get it and understand it straight away, and then others mightn't, and you have to hold their hands a little bit more. So that's what we're experiencing now. But like the feedback and users on Ping, on Shopify Ping, it's so, so positive. You know what I mean? And as various different kind of sales channels and apps are able to build into Ping, into Shopify Ping, then more and more merchants will see the benefit of using it, of just having that one centralized location to be able to contract and interact with their merch or with their customers, should I say.
Ende, after this year's Unite conference, there was a pretty serious announcement made in terms of Apple Business Chat and the link to Ping. And Michael Perry has done a number of podcast interviews, and he was the original founder of Kit, and he announced the latest changes. So some people are calling the integration of Apple Business Chat with Ping the future of e-commerce. So we've discussed Kit, we've discussed Ping. So now what's the latest development, and what is Apple Business Chat?
So Apple Business Chat is simply a chat functionality, but it's an incredibly smart and clever chat functionality. To give you details, so Apple Business Chat, it may come as no shock, is only available to those on Apple, okay? But to be more precise, if a customer is going on to a Shopify store, but going on to that Shopify store on any sort of Apple device, so be it a MacBook Air, or anything that you have, an iPhone, an iPad, anything that is Apple, okay? As soon as the customer goes onto that website, a little chat bubble will appear. And that chat bubble will allow naturally for the customer to be able to interact directly with the merchant. So naturally, any questions about any products or whatever the case may be. So the great thing is the merchant will then get that message into their Shopify ping. And from ping, they're able to naturally interact directly with the merchant there. Again, the same story. They're able to send on links directly to their products. They're able to, you know, create draft orders and various kind of things like that, be able to actually pay within the conversation using Apple Pay as well. So within the entire conversation, you can have a whole transaction take place. So it's an incredibly powerful tool. So the differentiation that as it is, like naturally enough, Apple Business Chat, the differentiation is that if anyone was to go onto a Shopify store with an Android phone or a PC or anything else that essentially is not Apple, then that Apple Business Chat window or chat bubble will not appear on the website for that customer. So it's primarily those naturally who are using iPhones and stuff like that. So are kind of like any Apple product, shall I say. But it is a massive, massive launch. Like I have used it myself. I've actually had an interaction with a customer on my own store with this during the week. And I literally, in the case of 10 minutes, I had made a sale. But more importantly, it was actually a bespoke sale. A merchant came into me looking for a very particular kind of product that I didn't have. And I was able to go off and create the product for them. And then from there, it was just job done. So in 10 minutes, well, number one, I made a sale, but more importantly, I had a new product on my store that I didn't think people might want, but I clearly had some market research there to say that they did. So that's just kind of showing how powerful it is. Very, very, very useful.
So Enda, the customer interacted with you through Apple Business Chat. Did you create an order through that chat? How exactly would something like that work?
So very, very simply, all I did, like as I said, that a customer wanted a bespoke product. So I went into my Shopify store, I made the product, and the update and communication between your Shopify store and Apple Business Chat is instantaneous. So what I mean by that is that I literally made the product. The product had gone live on my store. I went straight into my Apple Business Chat conversation within Shopify Ping. And as soon as you do that, you are given a full list of your entire inventory. So I went through, had a search for the product. It was there straight away ready, and literally clicked on the product, and you're given the option to share the product in its product page, or you're given the option to create a draft order either. So I literally created the draft order. So when the customer clicked on that, they were brought directly to the checkout. And from there, they just made the purchase, and that was it, job done.
Wow, very powerful stuff, isn't it?
It's insanely powerful. One of the more important things about it, what I kind of think is vastly important, is that like the great thing with Shopify and with Kit in general, what we really try and do and push forward is that people with Shopify stores, the money that people make on their Shopify store makes a massive difference to their life. And where I'm going with this is that when you have this opportunity to literally be able to have a one-to-one interaction, a one-to-one conversation with a customer, it is shown to that customer that you're a personality, that you are a person behind this website. You're not some sort of massive conglomerate or a massive group or anything such as that. You're literally a person maybe doing your side hustle in the evening, you know, or something like that. You're trying to pay off your car loan, you're trying to pay off your mortgage, or even for myself, trying to save for a house. You know, like that, doing it this way, it's kind of shown, and it's coming down to marketing as well. It's giving your brand a voice. It's allowing you to be a voice of your brand. broadband, which is incredibly, incredibly important. It's kind of one of those things as well. You can obviously see the straight-on, head-on benefits of it, but more importantly is the secondary benefits of that. As I said, giving your brand a voice and giving it your voice, more importantly.
Yeah, look, I second everything that you said, you know, and I suppose the beauty about it is as well is that you're dealing with people that are all over the world. You know, there's no barriers. Once somebody has internet access or mobile access, you can have a conversation with virtually anybody. And it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. Thank you very, very much for your time. And what we'll do is we will keep an eye out on the remote working scene in the west of Ireland. And who knows, you might join us again at some point, maybe to discuss that topic on its own.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks very much for having me and inviting me on. It's always a pleasure to work with your good selves. So thank you so much.
Perfect. And thanks very much and take care.
Thanks for listening to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast. All of our episodes are available on Spotify and iTunes. We really appreciate the support of our sponsor, Rewind.io, the leading backup solution for your Shopify store. Get your first month of Rewind for free. Just respond to any of the welcome messages or emails after you begin your 7-day free trial and mention our podcast. Until the next time, take care.